This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Like I was discussing with Neela and Catherine in the wrap at the top of the show, the Consumer Price Index showed that while inflation didn't go up in July, prices are still up about 8.5% year over year. And that's being felt by consumers and business owners. Which brings us to our latest installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Philip Rollins, also goes by DJ Young Venom, and I own Offbeat here in Jackson, Mississippi. Offbeat is a alternative culture store. We've been in business for 8 years, and it's basically a combination of things. It's a record store, a comic book shop, a designer toy shop, and most importantly, it's a art gallery for young minority artists here in the area so they can showcase and sell their work. The backbone that, I guess, in short, would stabilize the store is records. And it got a big, big push during COVID. I guess people just bought record players and started organizing their collections and just, you know, started adding to it. So me being a DJ for so long, if I don't give good recommendations, then I can't say that I'm a good DJ. And especially when people come to the store, they'd be like, oh, you have this. And I'm like, yeah, I know what, you know, what moves the crowd and what people are like. Okay, so inflation is gut-punching my business right now. I rely heavily on selling used records more than new records, but there are certain things that you just cannot find used. The biggest demand right now is 90s R&B, 90s hip-hop.
The days on the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember
and
that.
And you're just not going to find that in good condition. Like so I have to rely on reissues. And some of these reissues just get to be up there, whereas years ago, they probably would have been $20, $25. To now, we're looking at like $35, $40, $45, $50. You know, I wish the prices would go down. I hope they go down if more plants open up. Hopefully, I'll find that out in the future because the demand is up there. The supply is kind of low. But like I said, records are the biggest thing that jumped up in price. Everything else has stayed pretty the same. Even with the Japanese import toys, I think they've jumped up maybe $5. But that's it. The business is able to stay afloat. We are supported through a really good community here. I have a lot of people that actually just want to come to the shop and they just help out, whether it's like throwing out boxes. There have been like days where I've just been like stressed out, but I've worked through it and I think I finally hit a groove for a balance for the shop.
That was Philip Rollins selling records, toys, and more at Offbeat in Jackson, Mississippi. This series only works with your help. You can tell us how your economy is going at marketplace.org/myeconomy.